Okay, today's daf is Makas daf Tezayin. Makas Tezayin, we are on Tes Vav Amid Beis as we continue here in Elu Hein Halokim. So we started to discuss the sugya of Hasra'as Safek. Hasra'as Safek, we said is a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and we said it's related to Bitlo Velo Bitlo, Kimo Velo Kimo, the different ways of understanding the brisa that that was quoted here on Tes Vav Mabez. Question is, when somebody violates a losase, is Malkus already mechuyav from that act? But there's a way to get out of it by being mekayim the ase. Is that how lav hanita kwaase works? If I fulfill the ase, great. If not, I'm going to get Malkus. Or no, the losase is not really fully violated, or it is, but the chiv of Malkus doesn't really kick in until one also removes the possibility of fixing it in any other way, meaning through the mitzvah saseh. But until that point, I haven't violated something that still requires one to be mechuyav of the malchus. Okay, so says the Gemara. Vazulatamayu, and says the Gemara that they follow their reasoning, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, they fogol shitaso de itmar, the machlokes amaram is as follows. Shvuah sha'okel kikar zehayom. This is getting us into the shvuas mode, by the Hashem, just in a week from now or so. So shvuah sha'okel kikar zehayom. I swear that I'm going to eat this kikar today. The avar hayom balachla, and I didn't eat it. I swore I was going to eat a cookie, and I didn't eat the cookie today. So the question is, am I going to get Malkus for that? Because when did I violate, really? By the end of the day, I made the shvuah early in the morning, many, many hours later. So is the hasra that I received before the beginning of the day, is that going to work for all the way at the end of the day? Right, hasra has to be right beforehand. As we know, toka de dibor. Right, even if it's a few seconds afterwards, even if it's very far-fetched to say that the person might have forgotten, we still are going to say putter. It's got to be right beforehand. Right, it's part of the problem, as we know, we discussed in the first parak, Edom Zomamin. The Gemara Ksupis discusses, is it possible to give hasra for Edom Zomamin? Right, even if, is it possible? Forget whether they need it fundamentally, but is it possible? So the Gemara Ksupis discusses in the third parak, you know, when are you going to give it? Well, before they testify, they can say they forgot, even though it was only a few seconds ago. So here, it's a whole day. So what's the halacha? In this case, he violated his shvua b'sheva al tase. He violated the shvua by not eating it. So what is the halacha? So everybody agrees, you're not going to get malchus. The question is what the reason is. Rabbi Yochanan b'Reish Lakish d'Ami Travayu eino loke. They both say no malchus. The question is why. Rabbi Yochanan amar eino loke. Rabbi Yochanan says you're not going to get malchus there mishum dahave lav she'ein bo maisa. Because it's a lav she'ein bo maisa, v'chol lav she'ein bo maisa, ein lokan alav. It's a lav she'ein bo maisa, no physical action. Therefore, it's not dumya, the lav de chasima, as we have discussed. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan knows lav she'ein bo maisa, ein lokan alav. Meaning, the hasra suffix part of it might have been good enough. That's not the reason why you're going to be putter from Malkus, because there was a problem with the hasra. The hasra was perfect, even though it was many hours before. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds Hasra Safek is Shema Hasra. It works, even though there's some other doubt involved. The only problem is that it is a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, because the violation was passive, right? By not doing something, by not eating the kikar. Reish Lakish Amar Eino Loke, Bishum Da'avi Hasra Safek, V'chol Hasra Safek, Lo Shema Hasra. And Reish Lakish says, no, as Reish Lakish said earlier, Hasra Safek is the problem. And therefore, if you only have that, so that's why you're going to be putter, even if you would say, lav she'ein bo maisa, lokan alav, you have the problem of hasra suffix. So again, both could be true. The question is, which one do you think is the problem? We know we've quoted it in the past, the definition, how you come to define al iser as a lav she'ein bo maisa or a lav she'ein bo maisa. It's not always clear, you know, how one defines it. The Rambam discusses this with the Magen Mishnah adding on to how to understand the Rambam, right? A concept we had recently, but not so recently, and that's the Isra of muzzling. We just spoke about Chasima. What about if I muzzle my animal without an action? Chasma Bakol. My animal is about to eat. Every time my animal bends down to eat, I scream. So the animal jumps back and doesn't eat. Chasma Bakol. So does one get malchus for chasima bakol? If I actually put a muzzle on my animal, so that's an action. Which is also, though, interesting, the post can discuss, because when I put a muzzle on my animal, I put a muzzle on my animal before the animal actually goes and is prevented from eating. So is that enough? So that's a big discussion in the Achronim, the Beis Halevi, doing an action which eventually will have an effect, but you did an action. Even though it's not at the second of the, is the Isser Mishas you put the muzzle on, or is the Isser Mishas the animal could eat and does it because it's muzzled. But either way, that's considered enough of an action. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Chiris in Perek Yud Gimel, Kol Hamoneya Habehema Milecho Bishas Malacha Loke. If I prevent an animal from eating Bishas Malacha, I'm going to get Malachos. Shenehemar Lo Sachsom Shor B'disho. What is not allowed to cause an animal to be muzzled while he is plowing. Echad ashar v'echad kol minei behema chaya bein tamei and bein tahorin echad daish v'echad char kol malacha shel gidulei karka. Doesn't matter what type of animal, doesn't matter what type of work. Right? In the Torah, it's just an example of shor and disho. Ox and plowing are examples. It's any animal, and it's any malacha in the field. V'lo neomor shor v'disho ela behove. V'hachose mesa poel putter. What if I just don't let my worker eat in the field? That's also a din d'oraisa, that my worker is allowed to eat in the field. So that was discussed in Masechet Bava Metzia, so then I'm pater. But then there are mamets. Afilu echad chosim osa b'sha'as malacha, ve'echad chosim osa mikodem, v'asa b'malacha v'hi chasuma. They're both chayiv, as we just said. And then there are mamets. Afilu chasma b'kol loke. Even chasima b'kol is going to get malchus. Ask the Magen Mishnah, but it's a lav she'ein b'maisa. You didn't do an action. Right, I just screened out. Right, my words, says the Magen Mishnah, the efshar hayali lomar, to call off, she'i efshar bo maisa, ela dibur, she'ein ha dibur kari maisa. What's a laf she'ein bo maisa? An avera that it is impossible to do an action. Right? If an action is never done. Aval, chasima, kivan, de yeshna be maisa gamur, af ha chasima bekol hi kamaisa. Because it's usually done with a maisa, so this is also called a maisa. It's ki'ilu you did the ma'isa, because it could be violated with a ma'isa. So that is one approach to a lav she'yesh ba'ma'isa. If it could be done with a ma'isa, so it's considered a lav she'yesh ba'ma'isa, even if in this specific case, you did not do a ma'isa. That is number one. On the other extreme, you have the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch, in a number of places, I'll read it from the mitzvah, or the Avera of Nekama, Reish Mem Aleph. In Kedoshim, the Chinuch discusses, as we've discussed many times, the Isser of Nekama, and how is it possible not to take revenge. It's where the Chinuch has his important formulation of subject-object, that in life we're subjects and objects. As a subject, I have Bechira Chavshus. As an object, everything that happens beyond my control, I'm an object. And he was just a kli from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it wasn't, I'm going to get upset at him. He was just being a pawn in God's plan. But at the end of that chinuch, he says, do you get malchus for nekama? Let's say I punch the guy in the face. Do I get malchus besides for chavala, for wounding, if I'm not going to have to pay for that? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, v'noheges b'chol malchum v'chol zman, b'zachar mu v'nekevus, obr alav zeh, v'raso rabba v'chulu, v'aval ein lo k'nav zeh alav. Lefi she'ein bo maisa. It's a lav she'ein bo maisa. V'klal zeh yeh b'yotcha, says the chinuch. This klal should be in your hands. V'chol makom sh'neim ar lav she'ein bo maisa. Ein lokin alav, af al pisha asa bo shum maisa. Ein alokim ibnei chen. Even if you happen to have done an action in this case, why? Mikivan she'efshar lav ar al halav mi b'li maisa. Since you could do it without a maisa, so even if you do a maisa, it's called a lav she'ein bo maisa. Exactly the opposite of the Magen Mishnah that we just said. If you could do it with a maisa, it's called a maisa, even if you didn't do a maisa. The Chinuch has the opposite formulation. If you could have done it without a maisa, then it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. Because that again shows, it reflects the mahusa iser. That if you don't need a maisa, that shows a certain level of less, a certain level of kalus, and therefore you wouldn't need to. There are other Rishonim that say, well, maybe it goes by what you did. If you did a maisa, it's a maisa. If you didn't do a maisa, it's not a maisa. So there are some Rishonim that say that, which means that each one is a chiddush. That would mean, wow, so you have one avera that sometimes could be a lav she'yesh b'maisa, could be a lav she'ein b'maisa. You might say, no, choose one and define it like that. So three different approaches amongst the Rishonim in terms of how to define Alav sheish b'maisa and alav she'ein b'maisa. But either way, back to our machlokas. The Gemara quotes machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish about hasra safek. Rabbi Yochanan holds hasra safek is shma hasra, and that's why the reason you're putter here is because of ein b'maisa. Reish Lakish says no, you're not going to get malchus here because you gave hasra all the way in the morning. You don't know if you're not going to eat the whole day, so that is a hasra safek, which is lav shma hasra. Rashi points out that Reish Lakish could hold a lav she'ein bo ma'isa you get malchus for. So that can't be the reason of the p'tur. Says the Gemara now, fourth line. Vitravayu aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish could be explaining the shita of Rabbi Yehuda in the following b'raisa. The question is, again, it's not clear which one Rabbi Yehuda is following, why he says pater. Titania, the b'raisa says, Veloso siru mimenu ad boker, do not leave over, the isser of nosar. Va nosar mimenu ad boker, v'ish tisrofu. Right, that's by Karban Pesach. They're a separate isurim. There's an isser of nosar by Karban Pesach, and there's an isser of nosar by Shar Karbanos. Right, we discussed this in the mitzvah shiurim at length. But in Shmos Perek Yud Beis, the special dinim of Karban Pesach. So you're not allowed to leave over. And if I left it over, so then you have to burn it. Bo'akasav litein asei achalosa asei. Lomar, shein lokin alav. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not going to get malchus. There's no malchus for leaving over a karban after its proper time. No, sir. So the question is, why? What's the root problem of no, sir, being left over? You're not going to get malchus. So Rabbi Yochanan daikachi. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Taima to Bahakasav." The reason that you're going to be pater is because the pasuk goes out of its way to give you an asay. Halo Bahakasav loke. If the pasuk wouldn't tell you that there's an asay involved of burning the nosar, then you would get malchus. Why? Why would you have gotten malchus? Alma hasra asafik shema hasra. Right. That's also a hasra asafik because how do you know you're going to leave it over? The hasra is much earlier. Right. You're not going to just don't leave it over. So that's Rabbi Yochanan's diak. Reish Lakish diakachi, Reish Lakish has the other diak. Taima de Bahakasav, the reason is because the pasuk tells us that you're pater. Halo Bahakasav, loke, amalav shein bo maisa, loken alav. So Rabbi Yehuda doesn't give away his hand about why he says pater, but why would you have said chayiv? Is it because of alav shein bo maisa, you get malchus, or is it because a hasra savik is shema hasra? So that is not clear. Okay, stop there for a moment. Just one or two important points. The two Re'even, the Shagas Aryeh, yesterday we had one also. The two Re'even in Chagiga, yesterday we had a Gvuras Ari on Makos, right? The Gvuras Ari and the two Re'even, they're both the Shagas Aryeh Svarim on various Masechtas. So the two Re'even in Chagiga, Daf Tezayin, discusses the issue of Nosar. Whether the mitzvahs asay of burning nosar is a mitzvahs asay shazman grama or not. Right, this gets into a little bit, we spoke about from the Stechemet a few days ago, about a lav, hanitik lasay. Does it make a difference if the asay is a limited one? Zman grama. So there, he quotes our Gemara in this context. And he discusses, you know, how do you define a zman grama? So usually we assume, if it's limited in time, like it's only by day and not by night, right, only certain times of the year, that's a zman grama. But it's not so clear exactly how to define zman grama, as we'll give other examples soon. But the Turei Evan assumes that zman grama is only where you have a mitzvah to do. If you don't do it and the time elapses, the mitzvah is gone forever. It's not coming back. That's a zman grama. But if the mitzvah disappears for a little while and then comes back later, that's not going to be called a zman grama. That's just called a hefsek. That's a hefsek. So, for example, he says the mitzvah of smicha on animals, leaning on animals, it's bayom, below balayla, is not as zman grama. He says no. Because you have an animal that you have to do smicha to today. Let's say you didn't, and it's nighttime. So the next morning comes. The same mitzvah of smicha that you had yesterday is still in effect right now. And it's not that you have any other, you didn't lose the opportunity. It's just that you now have this mitzvah to do, says the Turei Evan. He's answering a kasha which we don't have to do. So Ella kol hecha shazmana kavua la hu kavua va omeid binyik shavar azman azdalala gamre ubat la mitzvasa the ein la tashlumin me ata kishofer sukkah lulav chagiga v'ri'ya. If the mitzvah is gone and I can no longer do it because the time passed, then fine. Aval gabi smicha hakfia zman shekava Torah l'mitzvaso b'yom davka v'lo b'layla. Eina layla mevatel mitzvaso l'gamrei, ela mafsekes. the night is just mafsik. Da laila atzma ein ruil smicha. Aval einem avatel aschi of mitzvah smicha me'abayel megamrei. But when the day comes, chozer v'neir v'hadar alei mitzvahs. It is just a mafsik, but it is not a break. And then he says it's not similar to tzitzis and tefillin. What about tzitzis and tefillin? Tefillin. What happens at tefillin if I miss tefillin today? Chas v'shalom. Then the next day I'm going to have tefillin. That's not the same tefillin as yesterday. I had a mitzvah tefillin yesterday. I have a mitzvah tefillin tomorrow. They're all different mitzvahs. The mitzvah tefillin is gone. So that's why by tzitzis and tefillin, it's called a zman grama, because it's by yom below balayla, because that yom is mafsik. So that's his yesod. So then he relates it to Nosar Ar Gemara. V'yesh li lahavi raya. L'may de pirashti. The mitzvah she'inu noheges bedavar prati elapam echad. V'ein lahefsek liyolna b'shum zman. Right? That's not called a zman grama. So he quotes, what about burning nosar? Burning nosar is bayom v'lo balayla. Bayom v'nosar b'esh tisar v'akaz alitin ha'seach ha'losa se'lom ha'shein lokan alav. And Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and that's what we have. So v'hashta ha'asei desreifa nami dami lahani asei desmicha umila. Says the Turei Evan, this mitzvah is similar to the mitzvah of smicha v'chulu, because it's only a one-time thing. There's only one time to burn this nosar, right? So he assumes that therefore that would not be a mitzvah zeishes man grama. V'i salka daita kolki agavna mitzvah zeishes man grama havi v'nashet peturos me'asei desreifas nosar. If you say women are pater from that, then women should get malchus for leaving over nosar, because there's no mitzvah zeishes for them. They're putter. They're chayiv in the los asay. They're putter from the asay. But the Gemara never says that. What? So women are going to get malchus for leaving over nosar, and men are not, because men are obligated. Says the Terebin, no, because that's not a zman grama. Zman grama is only where the mitzvah is going to be knocked out once the new time comes. But if the mitzvah won't be knocked out, there'll just be a hefsik in time. So then that is not called a zman grama. That's the important yisod of the Turei Evan. Once we're on the topic, though, of defining zman gramas, it's important to mention another thought of the Achronim. Rav Yerucham Fischel Perlau, right, the great Achron who made Rav Sadia Gaon Sefer HaMitzvahs famous. Rav Sadia Gaon has two pages, two sides of a sheet. He can write the whole. He has a poem that's all about the Tarjag Mitzvahs. What Rav Yerucham Fischel Perlau did was he took every word and he wrote 50 pages about every word of the Sefer HaMitzvahs. That's why Baruch Hashem we have three fat volumes related. So in the Hakdama, there in the Mavo on page 61, he discusses this concept. How he defines Zman Grama, and he discusses the mitzvah of Bikurim. Mitzvah Bikurim, and he relates to the mitzvah also of Kiddush Levana. The Magen Avraham quotes that the minhag is for women not to do Kiddush Levana. Why? He quotes the Shlach HaKadosh, because somehow it always goes back to Chava. Heim garmu pgam ha-Levana, something. But the question is Kiddush Levana a Zman Grama? So you might say, yeah, it's a Zman Grama. It's only the first half of the month. Right, the second half of the month, there's no mitzvah of Kiddush Levana. Explain the Achron, explain the Yerucham Fischel Perlau. No. It's not a Zman Grama. A Zman Grama is when you could do the mitzvah every single day of the year. Today it's a mitzvah, tomorrow it's not a mitzvah. I can blow shofar every day I want. Today it's not going to be a mitzvah. On Rosh Hashanah it's going to be a mitzvah. Making a bracha to Hashem when the moon is getting bigger, that's not a mitzvah in the second half of the month. It's not because you could do it today, but it's not a mitzvah. The reality doesn't exist in the second half of the month. It's not that the reality is here, but I have a shofar today. There's just no mitzvah to blow it. The reality is there. There's just no mitzvah. But when it comes to Kiddush Levana, the mitzvah is only existent in the first half of the month. That's not called Zman Grama, the mitzvah. That's Zman Grama, the reality for the mitzvah. But that's not called the Zman Grama. The same thing with Bikurim. When's the mitzvah? What's the mitzvah of Bikurim? To bring the first fruit of the Shivas Aminim to the Beis HaMikdash between Sukkis, Eb Shavuos and Sukkis. Or maybe even Shavuos and Chanukah, right, if you want to stretch it. Is that a Zman Grama? The answer is no, because the mitzvah is only to bring it between these two times. That's the reality of the mitzvah, right? This is also maybe used to explain the very difficult line of the Ramban, which some Achronim say is a mistake in the Ramban, where the Ramban says, Sfiras HaOmer is not a Zman Grama. Sfiras HaOmer. There's no greater Zman Grama than that, right? It's only counting the time between Pesach and Shavuos. How can the Ramban and Kiddushin say it's not a Zman Grama? The answer is because that mitzvah doesn't exist outside of Pesach to Shavuos. Today, it's not between Pesach and Shavuos, so it's not that I can count today between Pesach and Shavuos, but it's not a mitzvah. I can't do the mitzvah today. The reality doesn't exist. So that is also an important definition of how you define Zman Grama. The two we have in there in Chagiga Tezayin is one important definition, and this other definition of the Achronim. I'll just read one line of Rabbi Yochanan Vishal Perlau. To lo mikri mitzvah say Zman Grama, ela dafka mitzvah, shemitzad atzma, eina no heges, ela bizman yadua. Tegzeres hakasavu, shalot eina no heges, ela ba'oso azman. Aval hecha d'davar acher hu shegorim la shalot tiskayem, ela ba'oso azman. That's not Zman Grama. So if the reality doesn't exist, so then that's different. So that is relating to Zman Grama and the Turei Evan, the Shagas Aryeh, brings our Gemara of Nosar as a raya to his Shita. Okay, there's a lot more, but let's continue a little bit, and then we'll get back to more Lav She'en B'Maisa and related. So we just said that Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan explained Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you're putter for the Isra of Nosar. Why would you have been chayiv? So that's the machlokes, because lav she'ein b'maisa you get malchus, or hasra savik shmo hasra. So says the Gemara, but each one of them doesn't really have a raya why their shita is right and not the other one. They're both possible. So the Gemara asks on each shita. V'Reb Shimon ben Lakish nami havadi hasra savik hu. According to Reish Lakish, isn't it hasra savik also? So what would he say? Doesn't he say hasra savik is lav shmo hasra? So says the Gemara, no. Sarva laki idach tana to Rabbi Yehuda. Reish Lakish would hold like the other version of Rabbi Yehuda. Titania, who says as follows, the case we mentioned yesterday. You have a boy who was born a few months after his mother got remarried after getting divorced. His mother did not wait the requisite amount of time that Chazal say, the 3 months of Havchana, because you want to know who the father is, but she didn't wait. She got married, maybe that was the terrible situation, right? She got divorced because she was got married to somebody else a week later. Lamaisa, she has a baby, 8 months later, you don't know who the father is. This boy grows up, and then he smacks one of those men, right? Is he Chayev Misa? Doesn't know who his father is, right? It's a suffix. So says the Gemara, what if he hit one of them and then he hit the other one? He for sure hit his father, right? Or he cursed one of them, and then he cursed the other one. So if it was his father, he did what? But when was the Hasra? Or the Hasra has got to be right before the act that's going to be Mechayev Yumisa. And if it was at the beginning, then it's Hasra Safek. So, Hikazeh, V'chadav Hikazeh, or Kilel, Hikaz Shneem Bebas Achas. Or he was Mekalo, both of them Bebas Achas at once. What does that mean? Two hands? Rashi says, Tokadeh Dibur. Right, Tokadeh Dibur is enough to be considered Bas Achas. Right, so those cases, that's the case of Hasra Zvadai. O Kilel Shneem Bebas Achas. Or he cursed both of them Bebas Achas. Chayiv, the Tanakhama says, in these cases you are Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda, why? Pashas, because Hasra Safik is Shma Hasra. I mean, even in the case of Bezeach Harzeb, the Tanakhama holds Chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Bebas Achas Chayiv, Bezeach Harzeb, Pater. Only Bebas Achas you're Chayiv, because Rabbi Yochanan holds Hasra, I'm sorry, this is Reish Lakish's version of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Hasra Safik is Lav Shma Hasra. And that's the one that Rabbi Reish Lakish holds off, right? Only Bas Achas you'd be chayiv, but not Bazeh Achar Zeh. Good. So that's why Reish Lakish holds like the other Rabbi Yehuda. What about Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan nami havadai lav she'ein bo maisa. Rabbi Yochanan also holds as lav she'ein bo maisa. So does he hold lokin or ein lokin? Says the Gemara, who savar ki had amar of Idi bar Avin, amar of Amar, amar of Yislak, amar of Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So he holds like the following Rabbi Yehuda. Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili. He holds that, like this Rabbi Yehuda, that you're putter for Lav She'en Bo Maisa. Kol Lo Sasei Sheva Torah. Lav She'yesh Bo Maisa Lokin Alav. Lav She'en Bo Maisa Ein Lokin Alav. That's the rule, with certain exceptions. Chutz Min HaNishpa U'meimir V'amakala L'Schaveir B'Shem. Except for Snishpa, we'll talk about that at length in Mesecha Shavuos. Shavua, Meimir, if somebody violates Temura, right, substituting the animal, and Makalas Chaveiro, somebody curses their friend B'Shem with Shem Hashem, all of those, because the Gemara has specially moved them elsewhere, those are Nechshavos Maisa or Chayiv even without a Maisa. So that's why each of these Amorayim have a Rebbe Yehuda who holds the other way. So therefore, that's why they only hold of one of their problems. So the Gemara just says, so we have a Kasha in Rebbe Yehuda's now. Right, each Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan have two. So Kasha Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. So either Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Trei Tanoi, leave it Rabbi Yehuda. to Machlokas of the later Tanoim, what Rabbi Yehuda held. Either Rabbi Yochanan, Lokasha, Hadidei Hadarabe. And if it's Rabbi Yochanan, right, the second one is the, not Rabbi Yehuda himself. It's Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And the first one was Rabbi Yehuda. So that's how you could answer the stira. One other point related to Lav She Yesh B'Maisa or Ein B'Maisa is an important shita of the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Psulei HaMakdashim. We haven't spoken about this in a while, but we did mention it a lot in the sugyas of Kachim. The Rambam says, Aser Lahosir Mipsar HaKachim, Perak Yudches of Hilchos Psulei HaMakdashim. As we know, the Rambam, right, every halacha in Shas, you can look up in the Rambam. Can't do that for the Rush and the Riff, right? If it's not Lamaisa today. The Rambam, no. The Rambam says, part of Talmud Torah is to know the psak of every halacha, even if it's not halacha Lamaisa. So the Rambam says, in Hilchot Tzuli HaMakdashim, Yud Ches Tes, Aser Lahosir Mibsar HaKachim Lachar Zman Achilasam. The Isser of Nosar. Shneimer Bekar Ben Todol, Asasir Mimeno Adboker, V'hu Adin L'Shar HaKachim Kulam, V'hamosir Ein Aloke. And if you leave over, you're not going to get Malkus. Why? What should the Rambam's next words mean? If I leave over, I'm not going to get Malkus. Why? You read our Gemara. Lav she'ein bo maisa, right? Or a hasra safek. What does the Rambam say? Shahari nitku hakasav la'asei. Sh'ne'emar v'hanosir v'enu advoker bo ish tisrofu. The Rambam says you don't get Malkus for leaving over Noser because it's a lav hanitak la'asei. Says the Kesa Mishnah, v'yesh l'tamu arabeinu. We paskin a lav she'ein bo maisa is not lokin. That's a more inclusive reason, isn't it? Right? Even if you have a chance of not doing the maisa, right? We spoke about it already. What if you're mevatel the chance of doing the nosar? What if somebody destroys the nosar? You can no longer burn it. So if the reason is lav anita glase, then you should get malchus. But it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. That's more inclusive. Why did the Rambam give that reason of lav she'ein bo maisa? Right, the V'yesh Lomar, says the Kesa Mishnah, to the Rabusan Lomar. Even if you want to say you get Malkus for a lav, she'yesh she'ein bo maisa, you wouldn't get Malkus here because of Nita Glase. That's the Kesa Mishnah. The Mishnah Lamelech here, you know, discusses that. He says, I don't understand. We paskin lav she'ein bo maisa is not lokin. So what's the Kesa Mishnah say? The Rambam say, even if you might hold the other Shita, we don't hold that other Shita. Right, so what's the purpose? What's the purpose of giving the reason of lav hanitak la'aseh? So the Mishnah Melech tries to come up with cases of saying it's not one more inclusive than the other. Sometimes you could have a case of lav hanitak la'aseh that is more inclusive, that lav she'ein bo maisa, that p'tur. So he says, he gives examples of each one, where he says, atzara dochik, I don't like the answer of the kesef Mishnah, and he says, he gives other examples, maybe we're not going to read them now. Hagas b'chash abad anosar o'achlo. Hari, ein lanu o'tikun l'mav. V'hu b'nadin, b'ashiyoke. Lulei minatan, de'im b'maisa. V'yem kein, havai l'min katayma de'im b'maisa. Shukolo b'chom ha'chalukos. To'alo mishkachas l'ashiyavav ze maisa. V'davar tzarech etzli talmud. Okay? He doesn't answer, the Mishnah Bell does not answer the question. Others, the Mari Kirkus, other suggestions, but this is an important Rambam just to be aware of. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, last skinny line, Tnan Hasam, says the Mishnah there. This Mishnah comes up later on in our Masechta too. It says there, the Ritva says here, because the locus classicus of this Mishnah is in Chulin, right? In the last Perek Shiluah Chakan, all about sending away the mother bird. So though the Mishnah is quoted here, sometimes you have Mishnayos that are quoted in two places in Shas Mishnayos, but there's a main context where it's supposed to be, and the other context where it's quoted just Derech Agav. So that's a perfect example here. That's why it says Tanan Hasa. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hasa. Hanot el Eim al Abanim. We know the Mitzvah Shiluach HaKan, I'm supposed to send away the mother bird, and then I could take the children. What if I didn't? What if I took the Eim al Habanim? What exactly does that mean? We're going to translate it as, I took the mother instead of shooing away the mother. Right? The other way to understand it, some Rishonim says you took the babies without shooing away the mother. But we'll understand it as the words say. Hanot el Eim al Habanim. If somebody does that, so now what? So now what? You took the mother. So is there any way to fix your Avera that you did? So, Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Loke Ve'eno Mishaleach. When the Torah says, Shaleach to Shalach Esa Banim, Esa Eim, Esa Banim Tikachlach, that is not a Nitlach Seh, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, that's what you should do first. Shaleach, send away the mother. You didn't, you blew it. That's it. You get Malkus. There's no mitzvah asay to fix what you did. That is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Loke ve'eno mishaleach. It is not a lav hanita glase. Shaleach, as Rashi says here, is shaleach me'ikara mashma. Right? Lo tikacha eim ela shalchena kodem l'kicha. Right? Send the mother before you take the eggs or take the chicks. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. V'chachamim omrim mishaleach ve'eno loke. No, you did it. No, you still have the opportunity. Send away the mother. You violated, but you could still fix it. It's a law of hanita klase, right? Machlokas tanoim mishaleach ve'ein aloke, because shalach is mashma even after lo tikach, and it's a law of hanita klase. Ze haklal, and the chachamim add kol mitzvahs lo sase shish makom ase ein chayav en aleha. Any law of hanita klase, you're not going to get malchus for. Amar Reb Yochanan ein lanu elazos ve'od acheres. Reb Yochanan says, we only have two cases, this and one other, that if you're mevatel the mitzvah, then you're going to get malchus. In all other cases, you're never going to get malchus. That's what Zos Va'od Acheres is here. All other cases of Avni Dilase, you're never going to get malchus. This and one other one, if you're mevatel it, then you're going to get malchus. So what's the other one? That's the question. Amar le Reb Elazar Hecha. Which other one? Amar le Reb Elazar asked Reb Yochanan. Which one? Amar le. He says, L'chei Tishkach, go find it. I'm not telling you. Like a good Rebbe. Right? Go find it and I'll tell you if you're right. L'chei Tishkach. So nafak dok vashkach. So good. He found the Brisa that we had yesterday. Titanya, the Brisa says, Oni Shagiresh, if a ma'anes marries the woman that he was supposed to marry, Velosi Elisha, and then divorces her. Im Yisrael hu machzir v'ino loka. If he's Yisrael, he can remarry her and won't get Malkus. V'im Kohenu loka v'ino machzir. And if he's a Kohen, then he gets Malkus. That's the case. That's the case. If he blows it, like he's a Kohen, so he can't remarry her, then he's going to get Malkus. So these are the two cases where it's a lava nita glase. But if you ruin the possibility of doing the assay, then you are going to get Malkus. That is the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, based on that Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Ha nicha l'man detani, kimo v'lo kimo. This fits according to the Shita that says, once you're mekayim the assay, so then you will no longer get Malkus. But until you do that, then you're going to get Malkus, so that fits. El l'man t'omar, bitzlo v'lo bitzlo. But if you say, bitlo vlo bitlo, meaning once you're mevato the assay, then you're going to get malchus. But otherwise, as long as you still have the opportunity to do it, you're not going to get malchus. If you say that, then we have a problem with the statement. Why? Bishlama lagabi shiluach hakan mishkachas la. You have the possibility of being mevato the assay by shiluach hakan. Fine. Aval ones bitlo vlo bitlo mishkachas la. How are you mevato the possibility of fulfilling the mitzvah by ones? So, okay, Kohen, we just discussed. There's an Yisrael. What about a Yisrael? How could a Yisrael, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? In this case, if you're mevatel the mitzvah, then you get Malkus. How could he even mevatel the mitzvah, the possibility of marrying your wife? Ikatla, if he kills her, then forget the Malkus, Yechayim Misa. It's a katla, kim levedur abimine, right? That he's Chayim Misa. That's not cool, being mevatel the possibility. I amar of simi, he accepts kiddushin for her from someone else. See, he actively did something that now does not allow him to marry her. We know a woman cannot be married to two men. A man can be married to more than one woman. Right? That's the fascinating Gemara in kiddushin. Man goes over to a woman and says, I want to be married to half of you. Right? Does that work? The Gemara says, that works. But if a man says, half of you is married to me. Sorry, I flipped. If a man says, half of me is married to you, that works. If he says, half of you is married to me, it doesn't work. Gemara says, what's the difference? So Gemara says, if a man says, half of me, it's as if he's saying, I want to just leave room to be able to be married to other people too. So that's why it works. That's the umdada. But half of you married to me doesn't work, because a woman can't be married to more than one man. So if he accepts kiddushin on behalf of someone else for her, that's actively being mevatel the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, why is that? Amarav, Ishavite Shliach, if she appointed him to be the Shliach to accept Kiddushin on her behalf, it's not him, that's her. Shlucho Shel Adam Kemoso. He disappears. She is the one that is called being Mevatel. She's the one that's getting married. He is just her Shliach. Right, that gets into a lot of shlichus issues. E lo shavite shliach, and if she did not appoint him as a shliach, kol kamine velo klumi, then they're not married. Because he can't marry somebody for her without her knowledge. So again, we're back to the question. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan said, there are two cases that if I'm a vatel the mitzvah, then I get malchus. What are the cases? Shiluach hakan and ones. Right? So we're trying to figure out what's the case of ones that you can be a vatel the mitzvah. He kills her? No, you're chayiv misa then. What, he accepts kedusha for somebody else? No, mimanav shach. Either it didn't work, or it's as if she did it, not him. So, ela amar, simi mina harda, kigon shehidira barabim. Oh, he makes a neder, a public neder, never to get hana'a from her. So that's ruins any type of marriage. Madi barabim. So the Gemara says, that only works if you can't get out of that neder. That works if the neder that you were, if you hold that a neder in public, you cannot be made for. But if you can get out of it, so then you're still stuck. What's the problem? What's the case where you have been mevatel? Answer to Madira law, al das rabim. Not just in public, but with the da'as of the public. Right? Rashi quotes here, the Achronim wonder why he quotes it, second to last line, Shematza ba'avon sha'asuralo. Right? He found some good halachic reason to divorce her. V'hidira aldaz rabim aldaz bezdin. Right? That is the strongest type of neder. Amar Amemar, because after all Amemar says, Hilchasa, neder shehuda barabim yesh lo hafara, aldaz rabim ein lo hafara. If it's aldas rabim. Do you need that to be also barabim? That's 2 days here in the Ritva. But that is the way that you can be mevatel, the mitzvah, and then be chayiv malchus. Again, that line about shlichus, you know, really we should spend some time on talking about shlichus, because that line really identifies shluchus and kamoso in a very strong way. Right? We've quoted often the first paragraph of the Lech HaTov, where Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses the different approaches of shlichus. Is it as if I did it mamish? A. Is it as if I get the credit, but it's not as if I did it? Or it's even less than that. I don't even get the credit. I have just, you know, removed what I had to do, but really you're the one that's the focus. Different ways, how extreme do you take shlucha shel adam kemoso? Maybe that's even the machlokes and meseches kiddushin, whether shliach nasa aid. The Gemara discusses, is a shliach the best type of aid you could get, or it's the worst, because it's like the baldavar, havile kagufe, right? So two opposite approaches in the Gemara in the beginning of the second pair. Rav Asher Weiss discusses shlichos also in many different places. One of the places is in Parshas Lech Lecha, where he discusses the machlokes between the shach and the others. The shach in Choshe Mishpat has a chumrah based on the rush. The shach says, you cannot make a shliach to be a moel. You can't make a shliach to be a moel. What does that mean? What if somebody doesn't know how to do bris milah? Okay, let's assume we're talking about at least, if somebody is a moel, and he wants to be mechabit someone else to do the milah. Says the shach, there's no shlichus by milah, based on a rush. The rush says, mi shehu moel, eino umidivra, I'll read from the shach, choshe mishpat shim pei beis. Umidivra yarash muchach, de mi shehu moel, eino rashoi litenes bino la'acher lamulo, v'chayehu ba'atzmo lamulo, dumya de kisui hadam, mi she shafach yechase. Whoever did the shchita has to do the kisui adam. V'chein mashma midivrei harambam. V'kasafti zelafi shirisi kam anashim mechabdim la'acher lamolas beno. Ulodaiti says the rod, says the shach, he mevat le'mitzvah saseh. U'mitzvah gedola shal mila v'yish lebesim levat le'adavar hazeh. That is the, within the sugya of mila, the famous shita of the shach. And the other achronim afterwards discussed the shach. Is it really what the rush meant? Is it really what the, do you have to be machmir, even if it is what the rush meant? The Tvor Shar argues on the shach, and the Ksos discusses this also. But part of the issue is, how do you look at shlichus? How do you look at shlichus? And the discussion is also the rush in there, in Chulin, in Perek Vav, quotes, what's the line of the rush that the shach is based on? The question is, that's the sugya of stealing mitzvahs. If I steal a mitzvah, do I have to pay you 10 zehuvim? So the rush there says, if somebody's about to do the milah, diafa pi sha'amar ha'av lo moel achela mulas beno, lo zicha ba'usa mitzvah l'chayiv acher im kadam vasa. If the father makes a shliach, and then some guy comes and bumps off the shliach and does the mitzvah himself, he does not have to pay the father. So the question is, why does he have to pay the father? Is the father not doing the mitzvah then? If he made a shliach, that's the discussion in the Rush. But Rav Asher Weiss there discusses in Bereishis Siman Tezvav. He says maybe there's a whole separate issue regarding this Rush, not dafka how the Shach understands it. Because when it comes to mitzvos, when it comes to shlichus, no matter what you approach you take to shlichus, there's a certain special skula element that has to do with doing a mitzvah. When I do a mitzvah, I am spiritually uplifted. I somehow, the aura of the mitzvah overtakes me, and I'm a different person by doing the mitzvah. Shlichus definitely doesn't pass that. That definitely does not go to the mishaleach, the skulos of the mitzvah. And if you say that the reason you pay tens of cold coins for stealing a mitzvah is because of that, then of course you're not going to pay it to the father. Because the father's not doing the mitzvah anyway. It's the shliach. The special skulas that come, skulas aren't passed through shlichus. Shlichus could pass credit for the mitzvah, could pass other elements, credit for a sale, but it can't pass skulos. So that might get out of the whole understanding of the Rush. But again, that is a major topic that we just touched on. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, five lines on the bottom. Vesuleka. Rabbi Yochanan just said, by two labanita glases, if you're mevatel the mitzvah, then you get malchus. But not by the others. Says the Gemara, really? V'su leka, v'yayika, simin gezel mashkenu peya. Geza, what about stealing? D'rachmana amar lo zigzol, v'heshe v'sakzela. Mashkon, what about the illegal way of taking a collateral? D'rachmana amar lo sovo, v'sol avot avoto. Don't go into the house and take it from outside. And if you took it, ashev tashivlo. Ha avot, kevo ha-shemesh. U'mishkach hazla v'kimo v'lo kimo, bitlo v'lo bitlo. Those two cases, you could destroy the security before you give it back. You could destroy the stolen items. So why are those also examples? Answer, hasam kivin the chayiv b'tashlumin ein loku mishalim. There you still chayiv b'tashlumin, even though you're not chayiv aseh, it's still a lav and itik l'tashlumin. You still have to pay money for it, so you're never going to be chayiv malchus. Says the Gemara, maskev la Reb Zeira, hoikam ashko shel ger v'mesa ger. What if you violate this with a ger? The ger dies and he has no yarshim. Right? So then, it's not nitak l'tashlumin, so wouldn't you get malchus there? Answer, no. Hasam gavra bar tashlumin hu vishibuda de ger hu de kapaka. It is inherently a labanit telan tashlumin. You just have no address to pay because there's no relatives and there's no person. So that doesn't change the nature, the essence of the aveira that you did. It's still a labanit telan tashlumin. There's just no address to give the tashlumin. Okay, so that was the gezel. V'ayika peya, what about the mitzvah peya? T'rachman amar lo sachale pa'as sotcha v'gomer. Right, do not cut off the corner. La'ani v'lager tazobotam v'gomer. So again, it's if you took off peya, then you got to leave it for the ani. The mishkachas lo v'kimo v'lo kimo bitlo v'lo bitlo. There too, you could be makai in the mitzvah, or you could ruin the mitzvah, ditznan. As the Mishnah says, it's really a brisa, the Tanya. Mitzvahs peya lafish menakama. Right, we had this back in Sanhedrin. We had this in the sugis of Zakin Mamre. If you remember. So mitzvahs peya lavish menakama. Two, you have to separate peya. You have to leave the peya while it's still attached. Leave the corner of the field. Lo hefesh menakama, mafesh menakumrin. Lo hefesh menakumrin, mafesh menakri. Or what? If you did it, leave the bundles. And if you brought it in, you have to leave it from your pile. Ad shalom mirech, as long as you didn't do gemar malacha, you didn't smooth out the top of the pile yet. Mericho, if you did that, ma'aser v'nosein lo. So then you have a chiyuv to take off chubas and maestros before you give it to the ani. So you see there, you could also ruin the opportunity of doing the mitzvah by doing meruach. So why isn't this on the list? Rabbi Ishmael. To Amar Rabbi Ishmael says, no, you can never ruin it. Af mafresh min ha'isa. Right? Even if you made it into dough already, you still have to leave the peah. So you see, there's no possibility of bitlo. Says the Gemara, yes there is. Or Yerushal Nami, Mishkachas lo da'achal isa. What if you ate it? If you ate it, then you're not paying giving the pay anymore. So isn't this another example of bitlo? So the Gemara says, fine, you're right. Ela zos v'od acheres aha. You're right, peya is the other example. Right, not ones, peya is the other example besides shiloh hakan. Avalones lo, so ones is not it. Why? Didn't we already have an example of hayyim avatel by making the neder aldas rabim? Says the Gemara, no. Tehecha di amrin aldas rabim in lo afara l'dvar reshus. When do we say, al das rabim, you cannot get rid of the neder? That's only for dvar reshus, for something voluntary. Aval advar mitzvah yeshlo hafara. Even a super strong neder, aldas rabim, you can get undone if it is for a dvar mitzvah. And ein lecha dvar mitzvah greater than this, than fulfilling the mitzvah of the lo siya le isha. Ki hadahu mikri dardaki, like the teacher, davi pasha b'yinuki, a teacher that was not doing well with his students. Either he was hitting his students, or the Ritva says he was just not teaching them properly. Adje Ravacha. Ravacha was very upset at this teacher. He says he's never getting teaching again. He was madir him. V'ahadje Ravina. Ravina brought him back to lo ishtaka to daikavase, because he was still the best that they had. Right, he was still medayik with them, and therefore he brought him back to be their teacher. Right, the mitzvah of peah is something that again is a mitzvah that is. A crucial mitzvah. There are a couple of mitzvahs of peah. This peah when it comes to tvua. This peah when it comes to grapes. There are four mitzvahs of peah. Four different mitzvahs. Two asays and two los asays. The mitzvah in Rish Tezayin in the Chinuch. L'anich peah min atvua. Right? It's one of the only mitzvahs that I have to do by not doing anything. Right? If I left, if I cut it already, I have to leave it. Most mitzvahs asay are kumbaseh. This is b'shev al taseh. Don't take the corner of your field. Right? That's the mitzvah of peah. Right? The Mishnah in peah discusses the five requirements for peah. What are the five? Number one, it has to be food. Number two, it has to grow from the ground. Number three, it has to be nishmar. Can't be hefker. It has to be guarded, yours. It has to be nilkat kulo ke'echad. It has to be the type of grain or produce that is gathered all together. It doesn't blossom a couple of times a year. And also machnis olakiyam. It can last. It can last for a little while. Right? So those are the five requirements. The Mishnayos in the first paragraph of Peah discuss it. But interesting, what about Bizman Hazeh? What about Peah Bizman Hazeh? Nobody's heard of Peah Bizman Hazeh. Do we do Peah Bizman Hazeh? No. The Ramah discusses this in Yoredeya in Shin Lamid Beis. Yoredeya Shin Lamid Beis. Let me just find it for a second. Says the Ramah, what about all the mitzvahs of Leket and Shechacha, right? The mitzvahs connected to the ground. Says the Shulchan Aruch, one sif. Shin Lamid Beis. Din Matnas Aniyim. Leket Shechacha Vepeya. Im Ein Aniya Yisrael Mitzuyim Sham Litzlam Ein Sarach Lahanicham. Leket Shechacha and Peya are not like Shumas and Maestras, which if you don't take them, it's tevel, and you're not allowed to eat the grain, as we discussed recently. But leket shechan peah is a matnas aniyim. If I don't do it, I don't do it. But it doesn't. It's my field is not usher to eat before I give those matanos. So says the Shulchan Aruch, if we live at a time when if the Jews aren't going to get it anyway, there's no mitzvah to leave them. Ramah, the ha'idna, a nog in bohem, lefi sherov ovde kochavim. Right, there's no mitzvah of leket shechacha vepeah when it comes to Mosa Olam. Right, there are other ways. But either way, this is the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. And the other, the Chazon Ish and others say, we don't leave it today because that's not the way tztaka works today. It's not like the poor people are waiting outside our fields, waiting for us to leave the peah and the leket. They go collecting and they get money, right? Or they go to the organizations. So if the mitzvah, the realities of the mitzvah don't apply today, so then there's no mitzvah. There's only a mitzvah if the aniyim are going to get it. But if the aniyim are not going to get it, then there's no mitzvah. That's why we've never heard of people today doing these mitzvahs of matnas aniyim, because it's just the realities are different. Good. Vayter. V'yochal nevelos v'treifas shkatzim ramasim v'chulo. The next isser in the Torah, in the Mishnah. Amar Rav Yehuda, right? Eating nevelos and treifas, all of these get malchus. Hai man da'ochal benasei, debei karba. If somebody eats a cabbage worm, malkina lei, mishum sheretz asharitz al aretz. They get malchus for the isser of sheretz asharitz al aretz. Rashi here quotes that there are many different lavim of shrutzim. There's two lavim regarding water shrutzim, marine shrutzim. There are two lavim regarding sheretz stam. There are three lavim regarding terrestrial sheretz haaretz. Right? So there's like seven altogether. So you have to know which type of sheretz are you eating. So if you eat a worm in a cabbage, you get malchus for sheretz hasharetz al haaretz. What's the chiddush Tosfos says? Tosfos says, even though it's a little moist, But because it's in this vegetable and it's moist, but you still get malchus. Even though if it would be in the water, it would have all the proper signs for a fish. But it's not called a marine animal. That's why you're going to get malchus for that. Ha'uda achol benasei debei karba v'nagde Rav Yehuda. Right, and somebody ate it, and Rav Yehuda gave malchus. Amar Abaya, achol putisa loke arba. If somebody eats a putisa, right, Rashi says it is a sheretz hamayim, a marine sheretz, for malchus. Four malchus, two general shrutzim, two marine shrutzim. right? Four malchus, Rashi quotes all the psukim. Nimal, if somebody eats an ant, loke chamesh, you get five. Two general and three land, shratzim. Five altogether. Mishum sheretz, asharetz al haaretz. Tzira, if somebody eats a hornet, loke shesh, because there's an extra one for flying shratzim. Mishum sheretz haof. All different types of numbers of shratzim. Amar avachoy, Hamasha esnikav. Once we're talking about eating bugs, Hamasha esnikav. If somebody has to go to the bathroom and they hold it in, over mishum lo sishaksu, right? That the one is not allowed to be involved in something disgusting. Bal tishaksu, and included in that is holding in the urge if somebody has to go to the bathroom. The Ritva discusses whether this is an issa d'araisa or an issa d'rabanan. You know, we discussed this last back in Sanhedrin, if you remember, that Hanayim Shavazaria, you know, sometimes were held it in when they were standing in front of the Melech. But either way, this is a big discussion. The Rambam seems to say it's d'araisa, but then says Makas Mardus, right? A big discussion relating to all of these cases. Good, let's continue. Amar Abibi Barabaya, right? Which, you know, about the shaksu is a big topic, not for now. Hi, man, the shasi bakarna to umna. If somebody drinks something out of the tool that's used by a doctor to bloodlet, ka'avar misham about the shaksu. Right, that's disgusting, meaning don't use, to eat something disgusting, use something disgusting, right? That's nisser, right? It's discussed by, also by Ben Pakua. Remember the case of Ben Pakua, right? If I shecht an animal and there's a fully grown animal inside of it. So on a daraisa level, the shechita of the mother works for the child, even though the child jumps out and is walking around. On a daraisa level, you can just take a bite. Right? Midarabana not because of marasayan. But the post can say that's not true. Maybe mishum nevela, it's shechted and it's mutter. But mishum ba'al tashaksu, right? It's not allowed. Right? Al tashaksu is not shosechem. That is not allowed. Amar Rava Barav Huna, Risek Tishan Amalim, Vehevi Echad Chai, if there were nine crushed ants, Vehevi Echad Chai, and one live one, Vishlim on the Kazayas, and I use that whole live one to be Mashlim the Shear of Kazayas, Lo Kevav. You get six Malkas. Hey Mishum Birya, five for the one live ant, because even though that's smaller than a shear, that is what we call birya, an entire whole item. Meaning, even if something doesn't have the requisite shear, if it's a whole unit, so then one is high for that. V'yachna mishum kazayas nevela, and then one for the kazayas of nevela. Rava amar Rav Yochanan afilu shnayim behu. Right, even two crushed in one other, it's the same thing. Rav Yosef amar afilu echad behu v'lo pligi. There's no machlokas here. Habaravervi, habizutri. It depends if it was a big ant, big ones or small ones, depending on how much you would need. So the issue of birya comes up here in the Gemara, as it comes up elsewhere too. The Rishonim add in whether you would apply birya not only in Yaredeya, whether you would apply that in Arachayim too. Right, and that's what Tosfos has the suffix in Maseches Brachos, and Tosfos is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, never eat one grape. Why? Because a grape is smaller than the requisite shear. You don't know whether you're supposed to say a bracha achrona. Bari priya eats, fine. But what about an ala isal priya eats? So you have to have a certain amount. But what happens if you have a whole item, but it's not the requisite amount? So does the concept of birya only apply to a live isser, like an ant? Right? Or what about a whole grape? Does that have to be alive? A grape is never alive. Right? So do we say that? So that's a suffix. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Always have three grapes. Right? Don't just have one, because you get into a question of suffix bracha. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Veshem will continue with Hevel and Meister Sheni and Bikurim and other related issues on tomorrow's daf.